Now, why do I have a brand new Echo CS590 20-inch chainsaw sitting on my bench today? There should be absolutely nothing wrong with it. So what's this brand new saw doing in the shop? Well, my customer says it won't start. That the first day he had it, it ran fine. Goes to start it up the next day, will not hit a lick. Now it has fuel pouring out of the exhaust and out of the compression release. So although it looks like a lot of stuff's wrong with this machine, it's really something simple. Now, it doesn't matter if you have a large steel, Husqvarna, or Echo chainsaw. I see customers have the exact same issues with all of these big chainsaws. So hang out with me today and we'll go over why your brand new machine is either hard to start or will not start. And hopefully I can save you some time, money, and frustration in the future. So what do I first recognize whenever I start diagnosing this machine? Well, we've got a lot of moisture around the exhaust where the fuel is coming out. Let's see what we got inside this fuel tank. All right, let's see what we got in here. Oh, guys. It's pink. It's engineered. It's true fuel. Oh, no. Well, guys, I just got off the phone with the owner of the chainsaw, and he said yes. He thought he was doing the right thing. He went and bought some, you know, True Fuel from Lowe's, and that's what happened. He put it in there, and it wouldn't hit a lick. It's been a minute since I've had a True Fuel victim, and I haven't made a video about him in, I think, 2 years. Now, a lot of you have seen my True Fuel video. That it just, I don't know what it is. Some people say that they use it perfectly fine for years and it works great in their equipment. Some people don't even realize that their equipment is running at a lower RPM. That I showed that in my video, that it can actually run at a better RPM and more proficiently if you have regular gas with oil mix in it. Now, TrueFuel is great for storage. If you're gonna let something sit for a year or two, put TrueFuel in there, prime it up into your carburetor, pull your pull rope a few times to get it to pump up into your carburetor. Because every time somebody comes in with one of these cases and they say their machine won't start and it just has the TrueFuel in it, even if it's been sitting for a long time, I can just dump their old